Just how much damage is the euro crisis doing to the European Union? We'll get an indication of that tomorrow, when Dutch voters choose their next government following an election campaign that's been dominated by the issue of Europe and Holland's place in the continent. The BBC's Matthew Price reports from Rotterdam.
Under a perfect late summer sky, the European Baseball Championships are getting underway. The Netherlands against Belgium. This election's felt a bit like that too, with the Dutch worried about their jobs, the economy, and whether Brussels and the euro crisis are dragging them down.
The economy is bad at this moment, so because there is a lot of unemployment, and I think the economic situation is getting worse.
I work hard for my money, for my children. Now, I know from Greece that it's different. If they get taxes, they say, oh no, we don't have to pay it, and that's not fair.
Out now in one of Rotterdam's water taxis, painted black and bright, vibrant yellow. It really stands out as we nip in between the vast vessels here. We've just passed the offices of a Chinese shipping company, and all around, huge container ships being loaded up to head off around the world. This really is an economically vital city for the European economy. But at the dockside, as the cranes swing containers on and off ships, there's concern and confusion among the workers about what Europe's crisis means for them.
You can make one with Europe, but not with Italy, Greece, not the same people. Germany, France, Belgium, that's one Europe. But Spain, they call it a siesta. It's about 4 hours sleeping in the afternoon. That's nice, but we pay for it.
Do you think the Netherlands would be best outside the European Union, or is that going too far?
Yeah. That's going too far, because we need to be one in Europe. Also for our work and the ports.
But what would you like to see?
I'd like to see a Europe with a Northern Europe and a Southern Europe.
Daar wilt u er zelf niet op. Nou, kom dan even. Het is wel leuk, hè?
In nearby Dordrecht at the weekly market, the current Prime Minister is campaigning. Mark Rutte is a solid supporter of the German solution to the euro crisis, but he knows many voters aren't.
I think people understand that in the interest of people's pensions, in the interest of people's savings, in the interest of people's jobs, that we need to be prepared to help other countries in Europe, in our interest.
But a lot of people here think you've already gone too far.
Obviously, there is a huge debate on this. The same debate takes place in Germany. But I still think I can convince many voters.
On the news programmes, the polls suggest it's tight between the centre-right Mr. Rutte and the centre-left Labour. They differ on how to solve the crisis, but they're pro-Europe, as most expect the next coalition government to be. But it will be a government jostled from the extreme right and left to be less forthcoming towards Brussels. On the edge of Dordrecht's market is the herring stall. The woman cutting the heads off the slimy raw fish is clear what she wants.
We should get out of the European Union.
Out of the Union altogether? Why?
Because, we pay too much money for other countries.
Some years ago, few Dutch would have said that out loud. This country's been among the most pro-European of nations. The crisis has, even here, raised difficult questions about what sort of Europe people want to be part of.
The BBC's Matthew Price in Rotterdam.